Spider-Gang.
Hi, this is Wendy Gorley with a Friday Film Review, reviewing Spider-Man Far From Home. And since I am not a Marvel aficionado, I have invited into the studio with me Emily Means, our wonderful reporter, who has watched every single Marvel movie.
Wendy, that is mostly true, with the exception of Thor 2, which I fell asleep during because it was so boring. But all the other movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe I've seen. So Spider-Man Far From Home is the follow-up to the Spider-Man Homecoming film. And in this film, you know, Spider-Man is off for the summer. He's going on vacation to Europe with his friends, and he's still Spider-Man, right? So he has some superhero duties to attend to, and he doesn't want to, you know? He wants to live his life. He wants to go on vacation, but he has this responsibility of being Spider-Man, right? So that's what the premise of this film is, being Spider-Man far from home, you know, not the neighborhood Spider-Man that we're used to, and how Spider-Man handles being the hero.
When he doesn't necessarily want to be.
When he doesn't necessarily want to be.
He would rather be hanging out with MJ, expressing his true feelings.
Those feelings reminded me a lot of my old feelings as a teenager, wanting to express my feelings to my crush.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because honestly, that's the strong point of the story. This story is more about teenage angst than it is about fighting CGI monsters. That's what I liked about it.
That's a great point. I thought the teenagers, we've got Zendaya as MJ, we've got Spider-Man's friend, we've got all of the geeks that he went on holiday with, and their chemistry is so believable. You know, you really feel like they're teenagers on vacation, they're rife with teenage hormones. I mean, Spider-Man's friend gets a girlfriend on the plane ride over
that
to Europe. It was super cute. And that's really the best part of the movie. But we also have some gripes.
I have some issues for sure. So my big issue is with the whole franchise and how they put parts of other movies into the movie that you're watching. And I most likely have not seen that movie. So what do you have to say about that?
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and this is a timeline of movies that's maybe like, what, 15 plus movies or something in three different phases, starting with Iron Man 1 and basically ending the third phase with Avengers Endgame. In my opinion, as a Marvel film watcher, there will be pre-Endgame and post-Endgame. And as this is the first film after Endgame, I think you really need to have seen every single Marvel film, at least starting with the first Avengers, up to this point to understand what's going on. Because they reference things throughout the whole cinematic universe. You
like,
know?
Like, can I say the blip? I mean, that's like spoiler alert, but that's spoiler alert. Like, do I need to do a spoiler alert for every single Marvel movie?
Do you know who Captain Marvel is?
Well, I really don't.
Now you do, because they mentioned her in Spider-Man Far From Home.
I
you know?
Didn't even know she was a she.
Well, do your
good
homework,
for you,
Wendy.
Good for you, Captain Marvel.
So my main takeaway is, what kind of homework do you need to do to enjoy these summer blockbusters?
Yeah, do you have to be a diehard fan, or like me, if you want to just enjoy a fun summer movie, can you still go and do that? My last final say on that is, with this, yes, because of the character development and because of the charming storyline, but there were still moments of aggravation for me because of it.
From my perspective, as someone who has watched a lot of Marvel films, I enjoyed this one. I thought it was fun. I thought it was a pretty mediocre Marvel film, though. It didn't carry much gravity after what happened with Avengers Endgame, which was just a huge turning point in this series of films. And I think that I may be outgrowing Marvel at this point.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun. But perhaps, you know, this Spider-Man film is supposed to jumpstart a new era of fans.
I think it's definitely pulling in the preteens.
Well, you know, when you got a cutie like Tom Holland on it.
He's adorable.
For those who want to watch a standalone Spider-Man movie, we recommend Into the Spider-Verse, which is not part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but is a great Spider-Man movie all on its own.
Amazing animation and art direction. This is Wendy Corley.
And this is Emily Means.
For the Friday Film Review. You find a Spider-Man!